Hey guys, this is today it is February. Oh my gosh, clearly I'm nervous. It is May 19th. I had to look at my watch there. May 19th, and I decided I'm gonna go all in, and it's probably gonna be really bad and as creative. It's not gonna be as creative or great as it's going to be in a couple of months, but for me to get there, I have to go through this phase. I have to learn. I have to be bad so I can be good. I have to start. There's no other way. Like, I can't get from here to where I want to be in a leap. You know, it has to be day in and then day out. For those of you that will probably like one or two, if I'm lucky, that will be listening to this, thank you. And it will get better. I'm all over the place. What I'm talking about, what is these podcasts and videos. So yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to start making regular podcasts and videos. Now, what are my podcasts going to be about? Well, what I want them to be about are basically Salt Lake City. I want to make a good podcast about Salt Lake City, and just some tips. Not some tips, because I'm not an expert, but by no means an expert. I'm such a noob. But my process of hopefully, you know, where I am to where I want to be, and you know what that takes, and hopefully, you know, if I fail, you guys will see it, and it'll be funny for you guys. And if I make it, you know, there's something to look back on and kind of have a blueprint of your own, or like see, hey, that's what it takes. Know that it didn't happen, you know, in a year or a month, several years, or maybe even a decade. I have no idea how long it's going to take or how many times I'm going to have to fail, but hopefully persistence, you know, hopefully persistence is valuable, you know, in this field. Hopefully, you guys know what I'm saying, I hope. Hopefully persistence pays off. Basically, that's what I'm going to be doing. So, like I said, it's probably not going to be great for the first couple of months. And it's going to get better. But thank you guys for listening, you know, while it's not great. I'll appreciate you guys. So, I appreciate you guys so much. I really do. But anyways, so today, May 19th, what's going on is I'm working on a couple of clients' yards. So I don't know if I mentioned this before. So it's kind of lame. It's not great. It's not fancy, and I'm sure anyone can do it. Mostly. So I started a landscaping company. Why? Because a couple different reasons. First off, my dad has been kind of sort of doing it for a real long time, and he's been wanting us to help him. But I mean, we'll set up a website for him. We'll put him on our classifieds for Salt Lake City, Utah, which is just it's KSL, so we put on KSL. It's like a website where people go to basically look up services, goods, electronics, computers, mountain bikes, whatever. It's basically like Craigslist, except it's safer, I think, and it's cleaner. It's basically Craigslist for Salt Lake City, Utah. So we'll put him on there, and this has kind of been going on for a couple of years. And last summer, I was living in Philadelphia last summer, and that's kind of a story in and of its own, or several stories, actually. But I was living in Philadelphia anyways, and my dad was here in Salt Lake City, Utah, and he just kept insisting that we help him. So we would set up a website and a Facebook page, put him on KSL classifieds, you know, get him as many clients or customers as we could, help him as much as we could. But he would always have a hard time with structuring the business, the company, whether that be consistent clients, growing clientele, equipment. So my dad, he didn't even have a truck. So he was doing this all out of his car. He put, because he couldn't afford it. You know, my dad doesn't have a lot of money. So he would, he'd take his lawnmower, shove it in the back of his trunk in his car. And he would, fit as much equipment as he could in his car, and go do lawns. And that's how he would be for about 4 years. I'll have to ask him, but yeah, he was doing that for a long time. But yeah, I mean, so he didn't have equipment. He didn't have much. So I decided while I was in Philly in the summer that I was gonna go all in, like I'm doing now. I decided I was gonna help him. So there's so much to tell, but I want to break it down into pieces because then I run out of things to say. At that point, after some frustrations, I guess would be the fastest and easiest way to put it, I decided frustrations with not knowing what I wanted to do with my life and not knowing the direction and not... Generally, I wasn't good at anything, and that sounds really, really bad and lame and almost like, please be sympathetic for me, but no, like, that's a huge part of it was my fault. I was super lazy and not very passionate when I was younger, so that was my fault for really not trying things out, and really when I did try things out, to stick them out, so that was my bad, but... I didn't really have a lot of passions or things that I was good at, this time last year, which is kind of crazy how much has happened, in retrospect in a year. But, I decided while I was in Philly, I was going to have my dad, when I get back to Utah, because at that time I decided, I was going to move back to Utah. When I get back, I'm going to help my dad. And we're going to build this huge company. Here we are. It's May. It's not a huge company. Yet. It will be. It will be. Hopefully you guys will get to see that. Right now it's just me and my dad. In an old, beat up Ford. A 2008 Ford Ranger that is semi-painted, has some white spots on it. You know, it doesn't look great. It doesn't look professional. It doesn't look established. But we aren't. We will be. And much like this podcast, it's kind of funny thinking about it now. But much like this podcast, it has. You know, it's not great. Right now, but it has to start in order to get there, in order to be great one day. And I think that's the biggest thing, is just starting. You know, not really thinking about it, like, there's no way I'm gonna get to where I want the company or myself or this podcast or, you know, when I start making videos. They're not gonna get to where I want them to be overnight, or I'm not gonna suddenly get really good at it. It's just not going to happen. But with time and consistency and just putting out content, they will. At least I hope they will. Hopefully they'll pay off and you know, dividends. It'll be great. But if not, that's okay too. Because I honestly enjoy it. I really like doing that. Doing this. Just trying to help people, because that's generally what I'm trying to do. Hopefully this podcast, I'm all over the place. This is my first one. I said it. This is my first one. I said it was not going to be great. But yeah, hopefully like in a year or a couple years, or I won't get to where I want to be, but like I'll be better off. I'll be more established. I'll be hopefully in a better place. I want to be able to talk and help people with starting a company, with structuring their company, with scaling their company, with talking to them about what it takes, what you should learn, what you shouldn't learn. Because like I said, when I started, I mean, I still don't. When I started, I had no idea where to start, what to do first, like get a tax ID, file with the state, get a bank account, insurance, should I get insurance, should I be an expert at what I do, should I partner with someone, why do I want to start a company, like why can't I just work, that's fine, you can, like why not just work and save up all my money and retire well, why be risky, like some of these questions I want to help people answer, because these are questions that I myself really think about and that I'm still kind of working on answering, but hopefully with a bunch of trial and error I'll be able to answer that for you guys without you guys having to spend all that time and you know, hopefully like all those failures and really all that resent and sadness and pain that I might have to go through. You know, hopefully I can save you guys some of that. And why? Because I really want to help people. I wish there was someone that was doing something like that, or maybe there was someone that was doing something like that when I was looking for it, when I had all these questions, but they just weren't accessible, or they were sketchy, or they were scammy. They were, you know, selling me a, you know, $10 ebook, and then trying to upsell me to their $10,000, you know, master program, or, you know, like I hate that bullshit. And the thing that pisses me off is I fell for it, because I was so devastated, and I was so, like, I was scared. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I knew I just didn't want to be broke, and so I was constantly chasing after money and any way I could really get my hands on it. And that's now I, like, one of the things that I do know is that never works out, at least probabilistically, I would say statistically, it's very unlikely that it ever works out like that, and if it does, it doesn't work out for the long term, hardly ever. So yeah, I mean, I want someone to be there for the people that really need help, and just like some questions answered, and just kind of have something good to listen to, you know, something that makes you feel like, you know, you've accomplished something for today, something productive, something that brings you actual value, not just fluff and motivational stuff. Which is great, you know, motivational stuff is awesome, but sometimes you need something that kind of outlines a plan and gives you some actual advice rather than, you know, trying to upsell you, because I'm not. I just would really like to help. And I would like to scale this, you know, hopefully create, you know, like I do have, there's a small selfish part of it that, like, I do want this to grow so I could potentially, like, do this for an income, to help my family, to do whatever, you know, because, you know, I don't think it's a bad thing. I really don't. To earn money eventually from advertisers, hopefully, you know, here I am thinking 5 years down the road, you know, to earn money that way. Like, it's not bad. I would rather charge that way than have, like, to charge you guys, because at the end of the day, like, I do have, unfortunately, I do have to pay rent. I do have to pay for my bills. I do have to pay for my family, you know, health expenses, and the actual companies that I'll be doing, running, you know, that does take money. I want to be transparent. Like, 90% of it is to help you guys out, and to be that one thing that I have been able to find, or that I really needed when I, that I really wanted, but I couldn't find it. Something that I needed and wasn't there. And then 10% to hopefully like be able to support my family with this, or have a side job doing this. But anyways, yeah, I probably chopped off a bunch of points and I was all over the place and scattered, but hey, that was the first episode. Yeah, that was the first episode. So be patient with me. Things will get better for sure. At least I hope they will. Yeah. So thank you guys for listening. And I'm sorry, I should have said goodbye, but I'm looking for an address. And I'm distracted. Yeah, thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you guys. And I will talk to you guys. I will see you guys next time. Okay, I'll talk to you guys soon. I'll see you guys next time. Peace.